The Rangers and the A's on Monday. A.J. Griffin facing his former team, and he would have a lead before ever throwing a pitch.
Here's the pitch by Cotton. The runners are going. It's swung on line to left down the line. That's going to get down for a base hit. Around third to score is Gomez. They're going to hold Andrus at third. Cruising in a second with a double is Nomar Mazara. And the Rangers have three straight hits. They have a 1-0 lead.
Comeback fastball over the inside corner freezes Bruce. That's the third K of the night for A.J. Griffin. Pitch number 44 on the night from A.J. And Griffin catches the outside corner. He's using all quadrants of the strike zone. And Rosie has gone to look in four consecutive Ks and five total on the night for A.J. Griffin. And the pitch, fastball over the inside corner. Back-to-back innings, A.J. Griffin has struck out the side against Oakland. He's got six on the night, and we've completed three, and it's 1-0 Texas.
Chu over third, Gallo at second. Center field Davis a step toward left center. Now the stretch by Cotton. Here's the pause, the turn, and the pitch is lined to right center for a base hit. It's going to be 3-0. Scoring is Chu. Behind him, Gallo will score. The ball goes to the wall. Gomez cruising into second with a double. Now the ball gets away, and Gomez goes to third safely. Rangers have a 3-0 lead. Now Cotton back up on top. The outfield, a gap in right center. Napoli, a right-handed hitter. He is waving the wood. And the 2-2 pitch, and here it is. As Cotton throws, and Napoli, a line drive down the left field line. That's trouble, and that's going to the wall, and that'll score two. And Napoli's around first. He's going to second with a double, and two runs score. And now it's 5-0 in favor of Texas, and a four-run top of the fifth.
Rangers take it 7-0. It's their first win all season when scoring fewer than eight runs. The A's have now committed at least one error in 10 consecutive games. That's their longest streak since going 15 straight games back in May of 2015. The A's are one of just four teams to suffer multiple shutout losses so far this season. The A's could only muster a modest amount of offense on Monday, as they became just the fourth team in the bigs this season to suffer multiple shutout losses. Here is A's skipper Bob Melvin in the aftermath of the 7-0 defeats at the hands of the Rangers.
What did you see going on with Jarrell there in the fifth inning?
Well, it's two walks, then they put a bunt down and Gomez gets a good ball to hit. Other than that, you know, he pitches out of a jam in the first and thought his stuff was good. You know, they just ended up getting timely hits off him in big situations.
A Griffin tonight, he was obviously really tough on you guys.
Yeah, you know, he was, he had a really good curveball tonight. And when it's that slow, it makes his fastball that much, you know, it plays a lot harder than the velocity would suggest when you're throwing, you know, 65, 68 mile an hour curveballs, changeups, and then all of a sudden, you know, a chest eye 87 mile an hour fastball. And he had us in between, you know, the fastball and the curveball today.
The walks, just in general, how much of a concern is it here recently, just because it seems like so many are scoring?
Right, and that's, you know, something we preach, you know, don't give them free passes. But here recently, not only have we done it, like you said, it's cost us, so it is a concern. We've got to continue to try to pound the strike zone.
Not that it was huge in the game, but you've had made errors now in like 10 straight games. The defense is becoming more problematic?
Well, you look at the numbers, and it, yeah. I mean, that's one that we shouldn't. That's just a real cheap error, too. I mean, that's just a ball that rolls away from a couple guys in cutoff position. So, yeah, it's not. You know, the psychology of it, too. You know, now you see all these errors, and now you're grinding on it even harder, and then all of a sudden someone comes up with a, you know, makes a bad play, and we make another error. So, yeah, it's we will continue to work, obviously. We don't feel good about it. Well, you know what? I don't know who's at fault right there, because there's communication between the two. All I know is that it rolled away, and we made an error.
Bright spots tonight. Montas?
Yeah, that was good that he got a nice, clean couple innings like that. You know, we know his stuff's good. We know he has the ability, but sometimes you need an outing confidence-wise when you're just pitching at the big league level for the first time. Well, not the first time, but limited. and with your new team, I think that goes a long way. If you know him feeling now like he belongs and he can be successful and confidence wise, I think it does a world of good for him.
When do you plan to announce a starter for Thursday?
You know what? I'm not sure yet. We'll probably talk about it tomorrow.
Yu Darvish takes on Andrew Triggs coming up on Tuesday.